Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Morning, Dean. I was kind of surprised to hear about Ray Romano. Kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah, he seemed like such a healthy guy, but he had a major heart procedure. His main artery to his heart was 90% blocked. That's not good. That is what they call the widowmaker heart attack. So doctors went in. They put a stent in. He says he feels a lot better. 65 years old. He said he's been, you know, trying to regulate it all with diet, and he's resisted medication to lower his cholesterol. So, you know, that apparently did not work. So they had to go the surgical route. He says he feels much better. And now on his phone, he has alarms that go off to tell him exactly when to take his pills.
Good idea. We know now what happened to Aaron Carter. We have the official cause of death. Is that right?
Yeah, this is a sad story. He's always been troubled and was found dead in his home last November. They did an autopsy, and what they found was that he had taken Xanax just before he was huffing an inhalant. The combination of the two was deadly, especially as he then got into a bathtub and wound up drowning in the bathtub. As a result, he was found by his housekeeper. Just the day before, police did a welfare check on him because he was seen huffing an inhalant on Instagram, on an Instagram live video. I guess people weren't too terribly surprised. Aaron Carter is the younger brother of Nick Carter, the Backstreet Boy. Aaron Carter was 34 years old.
Who are the 80s superstars coming to town?
Well, this is going to be a big show. I may bust out my Gerbeau jeans, you know, and stonewash something just to celebrate the big show that's coming. Boy George and Culture Club, Howard Jones, and the group Berlin. So, you know, you got your Karma Chameleon, you got your Do You Really Want to Hurt Me, No One Is to Blame, Howard Jones, and of course Berlin's big hit song from the first Top Gun movie, Take My Breath Away. They are going to be out at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park on August the 3rd. Tickets for the show will go on sale. If you're a Citibank cardholder, tickets are going to go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock. Otherwise, you have to wait until Friday morning at 10 o'clock. That's going to be a fun show.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that'll sell quickly as well. I heard about Netflix finally stopping with the DVDs in the red envelopes. I didn't know they were still doing it, but there were something like a million-plus subscribers still, weren't there?
Yeah, there are still people who, you know, they just prefer watching their movies on good old-fashioned DVDs. Hey, there's something for everyone out there. But Netflix has said that, I mean, they have so many viewers right now, you know, on the online service, that they say the final Netflix DVDs will be shipped out September 29th of this year. That's a 25-year-old run, which, you know, revolutionized the DVD business. I used to sort of like going to the video store, the Blockbuster, or, you know, the mom and pop video stores that were around, and you shop around a little bit, you look, you know, to see what's available, what you're going to bring back late and pay extra fees for because you didn't rewind, or you brought it back late. But, you know, that it's how interesting is that? It's been 25 years since Netflix started really revolutionizing the DVD business. And now they really have sort of revolutionized the
start your timer. It's time for the winter.
Online streaming business as well. But, yeah, it's going to end in September 29th. Final days to get your DVDs.
And they say they're not going to roll out their program to limit password sharing until the second quarter of the year. That was supposed to happen by now, but not yet, I guess, according to Netflix.
Yeah, I heard the same thing. They're constantly trying to make the service better, a little more foolproof, a little more cheat-proof. So many people share their Netflix passwords with one another, and Netflix is just trying to make it as, I guess you could say, fair as possible.
You know, the problem was going to the video store. We used to go, and we'd spend like an hour and a half or two in the store because nobody could agree on what movie to get. And then it was too late to watch it. So, you know, those were the days.
Yeah, then, there's where the late fees came in because you'd planned on watching it that same night.
Yeah.
It was a whole ritual. You young kids out there, you don't know what you missed. going to the video store, getting your big box of Good and Plenties while you're there and your snacks. Those were the days. Occasionally you see a Seinfeld episode that's kind of centered around the good old-fashioned video store, but that was quite the era back then.
Now it's streaming, and Dean has a list of some new streaming shows to watch. We'll get to that when we come back after a break here. Also some Charlie Sheen news today. I thought that Charlie Sheen was feuding with his former executive producer, Dean.
It was pretty nasty back in the day. Believe it or not, that's over 10 years ago that he was fired from the show Two and a Half Men. He wanted more money. He just was, nothing but trouble from start to finish. So the creator of it all, producer Chuck Lorre, fired him, and Charlie Sheen went on a rampage after that, trashing the guy, trashing the show, and then went on this rampage about how he was a warlock, how he had tiger blood, how he was winning. I'm winning.
I remember that.
Remember
now.
That the whole winning thing. So you thought these two will never ever, talk to each other again. They have reunited, and they're going to be working on a new project for the new Max streaming platform, formerly HBO Max. It's going to be called How to Be a Bookie, and will star Sebastian Maniscalco, the comedian originally from Arlington Heights, who plays a bookie whose life is turned upside down after sports gambling becomes legalized. They say they're looking forward to working with each other. So, the sincerity of show business.
Well, what are you looking forward to seeing on television here this week?
Yeah, we've got some good stuff that is starting streaming this week. I love Carrie Russell. I love everything that she's in. Loved her in Felicity. Loved her in The Americans. Loved her on stage. Now she plays a U.S. ambassador in London trying to stop a conflict in a new spy thriller called The Diplomat. That will start on Netflix starting tomorrow. Starting on Friday on Amazon Prime, Oscar winner Rachel Weisz plays identical twin surgeons with unorthodox and unconventional methods in their surgeries. It's the series adaptation of the 1980s thriller called Dead Ringers. Thank goodness season two of the reboot of Beavis and Butthead is back. That'll start tomorrow on Paramount Plus. We've got the final season of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel streaming right now on Amazon Prime, and Bill Hader's award-winning dark comedy series Barry is back on HBO Max for its fourth and final season. For new movies streaming online this week, former Captain America star Chris Evans in this sort of romantic action comedy that's called Ghosted, in which he falls in love with a woman thinking she is the one, only he finds out that she's really a spy. That's going to start streaming on Apple TV Plus on Friday. There is a comedic retelling of the Hunchback of Notre Dame story called Quasi that will start on Hulu tomorrow. For the kids, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Once and Always has now streaming on Netflix. They can't watch Super Mario Brothers every single day. You got to give them something else. And then a couple of documentaries you should know about. One is called Judy Blume Forever, the celebrated author and her fascinating life. She's got a new movie that's opening next week, or I should say a movie based on one of her most famous books coming out next week. So this week, Amazon Prime is putting out her life story. On Netflix, a really interesting documentary about, I guess you might say, the law of the jungle, where cameras follow around a band of chimpanzees that go to war with each other. It's a nature documentary called The Chimp Empire. And Oscar winner Mahershala Ali will narrate that one. I've always loved anything with chimps in it. Ever since, was it Lance Lancelot? What was it? What was that?
What?
Remember there was this comedy series in the, it was in the 60s, of a group, a family of chimpanzees, and they would dub human voices.
Oh, yeah, I vaguely remember that.
What was that called, Lance?
I was watching Masterpiece Theater instead.
Of course you were.
By the way, you're sure that the Beavis and Butthead are not on PBS, right?
I wish they were on PBS.
Get them out of here. And you'll be able to watch
Never Stop Loving Beavis and Butthead
on WGN-TV in about an hour or so. What are you cooking today?
I am, in honor of spring, taking a liberty, I guess you might say, with asparagus, which normally is served up as a side dish. But today I'm going to take some fresh asparagus, which is everywhere right now. It's in season. And I make pesto out of it. I'm making an asparagus pesto that I'm going to put on some pasta with some grilled chicken, topped with pine nuts and little pieces of asparagus. So it's asparagus palooza today at about 9:35.
You know what? Marianne put a recipe on her Savvy Planet website for, and I've had this. It's fantastic. She does an oven roasted asparagus with garlic. It's really, really good.
Yeah, oven roasted asparagus on the grill are my two favorite things. I love it. I love this time of year when it's so easy to find great asparagus. Mm-hmm. And thank you to producer Joe, by the way, who texts me that it's called Lancelot Link Secret Chimp.
All right.
Finest television programming there could possibly be.
Talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.